Indeed, it is at 8:25. Guest of the day number 3, Tim Jewell, along with us, friends of the Manchester Public Library. Last time you were here, I think it was cold, wasn't it? You were here, it was like wintertime or something like that?
Somewhere in there.
Here you go. We're going to have you talking.
Okay,
that.
All
makes
right,
it work better.
Probably sometime in October.
Yeah, well, here we are again, and getting ready for some fun at the MPL, as the kids say. Down at the MPL.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, we're rebooting our annual Carnegie event. So okay. We started this in 2018. And as a response to celebrating the library's, I think that at that time it was the 25th anniversary of the addition built onto the library. And in researching and everything, I knew that it was a Carnegie library. And then we started looking in the attic at the library, the upper floors that nobody can go into, and found all sorts of ephemera. And,
oh, wow, yeah. That's a big word, by the
thanks,
way.
Yeah,
well done.
Thanks.
I like that.
For the going back all the way before the library was even built.
Wow.
And how the city got its funds. And anyway, so we are the Manchester Library is, in my research, the third oldest Carnegie Library still being used as a library in the state of Iowa.
Wow.
Iowa was the fourth highest recipient of Carnegie grants at the turn of the previous century. 99 communities received grants, 101 library buildings were built.
Wow. So somebody got two. Somebody doubled
it. Des Moines and Waterloo had two.
Yeah,
Des Moines and Waterloo had two.
Yeah.
Out of those 99 buildings, libraries, only 48 of them are still being used as libraries.
So less than half, 120 years later.
Right, right.
Wow.
45 buildings still stand.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, Cedar Rapids Carnegie Library is part of the Cedar Rapids Museum.
Mm-hmm.
Eight buildings no longer exist.
Okay.
So they're in jeopardy, namely because libraries grew.
Yeah.
So these are smaller buildings. And
kind of outgrew fortunately, the space. Yeah.
Fortunately, Manchester just grew their building and kept the integrity of the Carnegie structure.
Now, is this, Tim, the same like Carnegie from or Carnegie
Andrew,
Hall?
It is the
in
same.
In that same family,
Andrew
yes.
Andrew Carnegie, who was the owner of U.S. Steel, and at the time that he sold U.S. Steel, and with the sale of U.S. Steel, became the wealthiest man in the United States. I mean, I don't know what the figure is now, what his wealth would have been equivalent to. But because he grew up poor in Scotland, he attributed a lot of his success to finding books and having access to books in libraries. So he created this program to make public libraries free. Prior to this library that we have, there was a library that was like a private.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, where you
fetch
could go.
The
you couldn't
call.
Check
that.
You couldn't check books out. You could go. And in fact, it was right here on this block. It was where the city hall is at.
Really?
The upstairs. Yeah. Was,
well, that's fascinating.
You could go up there. There were two rooms up there, like reading rooms.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So flash forward to 2022. Here we are, and you guys are trying to wrap your arms around this history and that. What was the word again?
The ephemera
the ephemera of denoting the Carnegie family. Tell me a little bit about what's coming up.
Okay, so on Thursday night from 5:30 to 7:30, we are rebooting what we started. COVID sort of shut everything down for us, so this is a reboot. We have a guided tour. We have the Friends of the Library, we're all going to be docents, another big word.
Look, docents. You cut that out.
docents and doing things. We'll have we'll have food and beverages, water and coffee.
With all the accoutrements.
Yeah,
let's throw a third
look
in.
At you.
You know,
at you
why
go.
Not?
Look at you go. So we'll have that. We've got several high school kids from the theater program who are going to be doing sort of readings from some of the stuff that we have. We have ledger books, we have resignation letters like from one of the librarians, and I mean, so we're doing a little kind of little staging of some of that stuff. We'll have a lot of the artifacts on display. and then and then we'll be giving the tours.
Okay.
A couple
okay.
of us will be doing tours and taking you into a couple of like the into a couple of the rooms of the library. We can't go upstairs. I wish that we
that'd
could.
Be cool.
It's really treacherous to go up those steps if you've ever been in there. they are a nightmare. But we'll be taking people around and showing some little details about the library that maybe when you go in there you don't notice. We're also seeking funds. I mean, it's a fundraiser for us because one of the things that we're trying to get money for is to have a display case custom built to sit in the center of the library where the main doors are.
Okay.
A lighted display case, namely to display this
ephemera,
but also because I want it to be used as something for the community so that people, if you have collections, like what we would start to do is rotate.
Cool.
So if a community member had some sort of collection of Civil War artifacts or whatever it is, that they could display it for a month and have this rotating display stuff coming through to have people, right, so that people can come in and see it. Yeah,
awesome.
And actually draw people into the library.
So, Tim, remind me the where, the when, and the how much.
The where, the when. Well, the how much is easy. It's free.
Okay.
Of course, we'd love it if people would donate toward our preservation fund. The when is Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30 at the Manchester Public Library right here on Franklin. So
there you go. Check it out and ask Tim about more fancy words. I hope people come up to you and have you heard this
bring
one?
Bring it.
Tim Jewell and the Friends of the Manchester Public Library. Good to see you, my friend. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you.
And we want to send a ton of people your guys' way Thursday and getting ready to embrace and check out the library, if you will.